Welcome to Digital Ruminations. I'm Jim Kunkel, host of the Digital Revolution podcast. In this bonus content, let's talk about customer data platforms. In today's data-driven landscape, businesses are swimming in a sea of information about customer interactions, preferences, behaviors, and touch points across various channels. The challenge lies not in collecting this data, but in making sense of it. Enter the Customer Data Platform, or CDP for short, a strategic solution that promises to revolutionize how organizations manage, unify, and leverage their customer data. In this bonus episode, we delve into the world of CDPs, exploring their role, benefits, and the transformative impact they can have on marketing, personalization, and overall business success. Let's explore the key differences between customer data platforms and other data platforms. CDP versus CRM. CRM is customer relationship management. Now, CDPs focus on customer interactions with your product or service. They collect and organize data from various touch points, including anonymous visitors. CDPs analyze lifetime customer behavior and customer journeys, aiming to create a unified view of each customer. CRMs, on the other hand, primarily focus on customer interactions with your team. They report on known customers or potential customers and primarily analyze the sales pipeline and forecasting. CDP versus DMP, which stands for Data Management Platform. CDP's primary use is first-party data, which is directly from the source. They integrate data from various sources, including CRM systems, transactional records, web forms, email activity, and more. CDPs inform people-based marketing, emphasizing the customer at the center of the strategy. DMPs, in contrast, mainly use second and third-party data obtained through data providers and services. DMPs focus on extracting data from external sources to enhance advertising targeting and reach audiences. They often deal with anonymous data. Customer data platforms offer several advantages for businesses. Let's explore them. Unified data silos. A CDP enables the unification of all data silos, providing a single source of truth. This consolidation ensures that customer data is consistent and accessible across various platforms. Complete customer profiles. CDPs create 360-degree customer profiles by collecting, organizing, and centralizing customer data. These comprehensive profiles empower marketers to deliver hyper-personalized experiences. Data privacy and compliance. In an era of data privacy regulations such as the European Union's GDPR, CDPs help businesses comply with rule vaults while managing customer data effectively. Improve personalization. By eliminating data silos, CDPs enhance personalization efforts. Marketers can tailor interactions based on a holistic understanding of each customer. Increased revenue. A well-implemented CDP can lead to better customer experiences, which in turn drives customer loyalty and repeat business, ultimately boosting revenue. Omni-channel experiences. CDPs facilitate seamless interactions across various channels, ensuring consistency and continuity for customers. Remember, even fleeting customer engagements matter, and a CDP plays a crucial role in maintaining trust and privacy in this data-driven landscape. Now, to close out this bonus content on CDPs, here are some popular customer data platform vendors. Segment by Twilio. Segment's strong partner ecosystem and account team help businesses succeed. It allows activation against the same sets of audience across multiple marketing endpoints. Treasure Data CDP, known for being the best CDP platform. Treasure Data provides a good experience for both technical and marketing aspects. Salesforce Data Cloud. Salesforce Data Cloud unifies data from different sources, allowing users to create targeted audience segments and integrate seamlessly with other Salesforce products. Remember that the choice of a CDP depends on specific business needs, integration requirements, and scalability considerations. Each vendor has its strengths, so it's essential to evaluate them based on your business's unique context. Okay, if you found value in this bonus content, please leave a review and share it with others who need to listen to this information. If you're not a subscriber or following the Digital Revolution with Jim Kunkel podcast, please make it so. Also, please check out the Digital Revolution channel on YouTube. You'll find the channel link in the description of this bonus release. This is Jim Kunkel. Have a great day, and I greatly appreciate your support of this podcast and my content.